Hello, hello, hello. This is the Heavy Lemon Radio Hour. This is Chris and my buddy.
Hey, it's Scout.
How are you, Scout?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great. If you are just joining us for the first time and you're wondering what the heck Heavy Lemon is, Heavy Lemon is a small group of DIY show organizers and just general nice people.
Yeah.
How has your month been? We're winding down the end of April. Spring has sprung. Everyone's got allergies and sinus infections.
It's going good. It's been a lot of really good shows this month. And I don't know. I'm just happy to be doing stuff.
Yeah. I liked the show that we had yesterday at Tampa Room. It was a little bit light with turnout. And actually, I think that that's something I want to talk about today.
Okay.
Is show etiquette.
Yeah.
There has been a lot of incidents recently, in like really the last week, that like has become like blown up and like all this kind of stuff. And I know everyone hates mosh discourse or whatever, but that's not what I'm going to talk about today. What I'm going to talk about today is something that is actually one of the most, my biggest like pet peeves for like in particular bands, because you can't really affect people, the people there, but bands who come to a show, play their set, and then dip right after they play and don't hang out and like talk to people and, or like just be in the room.
And or have their like people who come for them like leave with them so that the whole crowd kind of like evaporates after their set.
It feels like a slippery slope to like be like, hey, if you're gonna come to a show, you should stick around and watch the bands. There was one person yesterday that actually paid in between bands and then left as the third band was starting. I was like, and the band that was starting was like from Wyoming, and I was just like, why did you pay? What did you pay for?
Yeah.
It's nice that people got paid, like the bands got paid, but maybe not anything else. So that's my pet peeve for people who are playing a show. My pet peeve for people who are attending a show, audience members, if you will, is respect the people on stage.
Yeah.
Do not jump up on stage and grab the mic from them.
Yeah.
Do not mosh in people's faces. Do not launch yourself into the drum set. Do not crowd people. If you're a photographer, maybe don't flash the person right in the face as they're trying to perform. These are all human beings. These are all people that are just doing their best. They're just doing this thing that they want to do because we all want to feel something sometime. And
not me.
Maybe not
Scott. I want to be numb.
But you know, if you're trying to fight the numbness, those are the people that can help you do that. So just, I don't know. I guess what I'm truly trying to say is this show etiquette is really just about respecting the space and respecting yourself. And really just have a good time and everyone will have a good time.
Yeah.
Unless that good time means being violent, in which case, stop. Anyway.
It's always been a weird conversation to try and have about like where the lines are with moshing and stuff like that.
Yeah, and to be fair, most like Heavy Lemon shows, there isn't really this issue, right? We book a lot of like very like low intensity type of bands. There's not like a ton of like opportunity for moshing. I feel like in like 2021 and 2022, kids would mosh to anything, but now it's like they kind of figured out, oh, that's really only appropriate in certain spaces or for certain types of shows, which is smart. You grew great. But with that said, there's a lot of discourse and we're just, this is our part of it.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to play some songs from the bands that played yesterday. We're going to play, a song called Shuffle from the band called Poor Image. They're great. They had a slide guitar.
They were stellar.
They were great. They're awesome.
My second slide guitar in 2 weeks.
Really? Where was your first one?
It was, I think it was within 2 weeks. Colonel.
Oh yeah. Yeah. They had a slide.
Yeah. Nick.
They had...
I went to high school with Nick.
Colonel Macabre has become an emo orchestra.
Yeah.
At this point. I like that it was like kind of like played this like big band, like country band type of like feel.
Several people compared them to like the like animatronic like it's not the Chuck E. Cheese one, but like the like whatever jamboree country band, Country Bear Jamboree or whatever.
So that used to be at Disneyland.
Was that a Disneyland thing? I've seen it and I've never known what it was. I assumed it was a different like restaurant compared to Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, maybe it's something I'm thinking of that's different.
You could be completely right. I have no idea.
Whatever. Who cares? We're also going to play a song called Takes One to No One by Box Elder. They came all the way from Jackson Hole, Wyoming. That's the town from The Last of Us.
I heard you say that last night.
I think it's so funny. Just because, like, the new season just started and, like, it takes place.
Did it?
Yeah, it just takes place in the beginning, at least, in Jackson Hole. And I was like, man, that's crazy. I don't know. It's stupid that these are actual places. And then, of course, a song called Backpedaling by Family Obligation. And then we'll talk a little bit more about Monday's show. But, this is Heavy Lemon Radio on KPCR 92.9 FM, kpcr.org. For all of your KPCR needs.
Yep.
Thank you all for listening. And here is Poor Image.
I saw signs, the city of angels in your
Yes. We are back. It is the Heavy Lemon Radio Hour on Pirate Cat Radio, KPCR.
It is.
92.9 FM, 101.9 FM, Santa Cruz. Listen to us at kpcr.org if you'd like as well. And if you like what you're hearing and you want to support community radio, you can go to donate.kpcr.org and give us some money.
Give us.
If you'd also like to support KPCR, you can visit us at the Los Gatos Wine Walk on Saturday, April 26th.
Come out to play! Yay!
From 2 to 5 p.m. We're going to have Monkey, we're going to have Sad Snack, and we're going to have
hashtag
Free Jazz House Party, which we just talked about a little bit with Daniel right before we jumped on.
Yeah.
We are going to play some Monkey and some Sad Snack, but also I wanted to talk about another show that we briefly mentioned, so I'm just going to adjust this, with the show at Tampa Room on Monday.
Yeah.
Funny enough, I think that most of those bands probably don't have a lot of recordings, but Friendship Games does, and it's a song we play on this radio show
a lot.
Because it rules.
Because it rules.
So if you wanted to know what My Little Pony-themed math rock sounds like, this is you're about to find out.
And if you already knew, you're excited to hear it again.
Yeah, you're like, oh man, I love this song.
Gimme, 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 gimme.
I want to pretend like I can't have it on demand whenever I want by going to digital service providers. Now you're on an analog service provider, baby. That's right, the radio. We were talking about the Mosh Discourse. We could talk about it a little bit more, maybe. As we had a little bit of talking, you know, you were talking about when is it appropriate to kick somebody out for being too violent.
Yeah, so we had a number of conversations at Gilman when I was there about because moshing is part of punk shows and like hardcore dancing is part of hardcore shows and some other kinds of shows.
Totally.
And so the question is like, where is the line when you're responsible for keeping a space safe? Where does the acceptable amount of like, all right, we're getting pushed around and that's fun, or like we're getting banged into and maybe get like clipped a little bit but it's okay, and then where is the line where it's like, no, this is like you're making the show unsafe or uncomfortable for other people?
Yeah. Do you feel like you would have to wait until somebody came to you and just was like, hey, this seems really out of line, like can you do something about this? Or would you just step in and if you saw somebody like sucker punching people?
The ultimate thing was that we never really came to a clear answer about what to trying to be proactive, not wanting to wait until like after there's a problem to address something. We never came to a clear answer, like a clear black and white of like if we see this specific thing. I mean, what's obvious is different to everyone. I was talking earlier about there's this guy who's going around the outside of a pit and punching people in the back of the head. Very obviously not okay, and I had to hop out of the sand booth and stop that guy. But then like, I don't know, someone's doing windmills and like clips one person, like go over and be like, hey, watch out.
Chill,
but like
out,
do we have to pull that guy out?
Yeah. Hey, slow down there, Don Quixote.
That's good. Definitely keep an eye on that person. But I mean, it's whenever someone comes up and like says, hey, there's a problem, it always feels like you haven't been doing your job already.
Yeah. It's hard though. Sometimes you can't see everything.
Yeah. I would be curious to hear from anyone else if they have like guidelines about where those rules are. And it's different. I feel like it's different for every show. It's different for every like crowd.
Totally.
Different for every venue. Because obviously if you're at...
I have a solution. Do you want to hear my solution? I think if you're at a hardcore show or a show that like, you know, like a grindcore show or whatever, butt punk show, if you feel like there's going to be moshing, I feel like as an organizer, you can designate a pit boss. You pick the biggest looking dude in the crowd, or not dude, person, the fiercest person.
Patron.
In the fiercest patron of your show, the fiercest show goer and you designate them pit boss. You say, all right, here are your responsibilities as pit boss. You have to intimidate the bad moshers into being good moshers.
Yeah.
By sheer force of will and physical prowess.
I also like that. I like having like a plant to like excite the crowd and like get the party going, like get the dancing going too.
Yeah. So.
But in a safe way.
A party boss.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, let's get into it. We're going to play some band. We're going to play some songs from some bands such as Friendship Games, Sad Snack and Monkey. And then we're going to talk a little bit about what Scott's been listening to these last couple of weeks.
Yay.
What has the sound of April?
The sound of the Scout.
Like to Scout. Do you want to play it off of?
Oh, yeah. That's right. I'm doing it.
And we'll make this really professional. All right, this is Heavy Lemon Radio on KPCR. Thank you so much for listening. Stay tuned. We got more Mosh Discourse coming up.
Here is Friendship Games.
I've been feeling the need to explode. I've been traveling where no one else goes. I'm driving down to Highway 5 to pass by your house for the 1,000th time. Think I've lost all my reasons to stay. Summer in San Jose hasn't felt the same without the jokes that we'd repeat. I might break out just to feel complete. I'm
can break through.
Back. This is Heavy Lemon Radio on KPCR 92.9 FM Los Gatos, 101.9 FM Santa Cruz, and everywhere in between. This is Chris and my friend
Scout,
my brother in arms. Great album by Dire Straits.
They keep coming up.
Yeah.
Last week, Dire Straits has come up 4 times.
You just heard a song called Bicycle by the band Monkey. Monkey has been one of the longest standing, I think, ska bands in the Bay Area. They've been around since 1996.
Damn.
Was the number I heard last
night.
I was
1 year old.
I was 9. 10?
11?
11. 1996, a great year for alternative and ska, for sure. And of course, Self-Destruct by Friendship Games, who you can go see on Monday at Tampa Room in Fremont. They got croffles. They got savory croffles. They got dessert croffles.
Those are so popular now.
People love croffles.
I was talking to a friend who has this, I forget what the name of it was, has a bakery she's crazy about in San Francisco, and they had a croissant version of every single pastry under the sun.
That's ridiculous.
It's like, they got croffles. They got croquiches.
Weird. I get it. But also, whenever I see that large menu, I'm just like, we gotta get Gordon Ramsay in here. we gotta get this menu pared down.
I feel like they should have anyone that has sort of what's a word? Trendy, I guess it's a word, but I'm walking up to some of these menus and I don't know what I'm looking at, and sure. I need a wheel I can spin, and it's like, I'll try something new, but I don't know what to try.
Yeah. Well, if you like croffles, go get them at Tampa Room. To continue our moshing discourse, I think that we should talk about something a little bit more appropriate, which is skanking discourse. And when I say skanking, of course, I mean the act of dancing to ska music, which is characterized by kind of a two-step high knee. How would you describe someone who is skanking?
The Circle Jerks logo.
There it is. If you're doing the Circle Jerks logo, which is high knees, your hands and elbows bent.
It's like the exit sign, the guy running out the exit sign.
Yeah.
That turned 45 degrees.
Do you think that we should be regulating bad skankers?
Yeah. Problem.
Do we see? I feel like nobody knows how to skank. I don't think the youth knows how to skank.
It is interesting how I feel like when I was in high school, around skanking was kind of the go-to funny dance, and now it's two-stepping.
Because two-stepping is relatively easy.
Skanking's easy too.
But I feel like you can be bad at skanking, and you can be. It's really hard to be bad at two-stepping.
Yeah, you know what, you're saying that, and there are a couple times when I haven't done a ska show in a while, and I do realize 2 seconds in, it's like, oh, I'm not doing this right.
Or people are two-stepping when they're trying to skank.
And the other thing is, ska, you need to be on beat.
Yeah.
Or skanking, you need to be on beat. Two-stepping...
Two-stepping is, get out of my way.
Yeah.
You know, I'm in the pit. I'm the pit boss. And you can skank your way to victory. I remember when I was going to a lot of ska shows, I was a really bad skanker, and all my friends had to pull me aside and were like, Chris, stop. You're not doing it right.
Damn.
And we had to spend like...
Gatekeeping.
They were right. The thing was, they were right. I was terrible, and it kind of made sense why they were doing it. Anyway, they showed me how, and I went back into the pit, and I made them proud.
Hell yeah.
And, you know, it felt good. I felt like I finally understood ska. Mm-hmm. You know? Well, you've
I had the tiger played. but the ska version.
Like the ska version, right. Yeah, somebody should do that.
I'm sure it's been done.
So, what have you been listening to this month? What do you got?
It's all over the place. Some new stuff. I'm scared to look at my phone because I don't want to unplug it. First up, we have a remade song. So, Lunchbox, East Bay Power Pop.
Slumberland Records.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
That's their record label.
Hell yeah.
The Slumberland is like this power pop label that put a lot of music out in like the 80s and 90s.
Okay.
And Lunchbox has been on that label for a long time. Mm. A bunch of other really great bands too.
Lunchbox, longer than Monkey?
Yes, but they've had like hiatuses.
Yeah.
And Monkey has like never stopped.
Yeah.
They've been playing shows since I was a child.
I feel like I found Lunchbox, and then they started playing like a year later.
Yeah, I only like heard of them when their album Pop and Circumstance came out, and they hit us up to do like some shows for them. We also booked them with All Girls Summer Fun Band, which was an awesome show at Chromatic a few years ago. So I think Lunchbox is awesome.
Yeah.
But that's where I became more familiar with them.
So they just re-released their album, Evolver, so we got a song off there because I've been listening to that. And then the rest of it's fairly eclectic. Some San Jose bands, just some cool bands. So in this next group, we have the song Gravity by Lunchbox. We have Car Bar by Nowin, which was an LA band that put out this great, great album called Downy. And then they changed their sound pretty drastically, and I wasn't quite as into it. But that album, Downy, rules. And then Stereo by Pavement, because Pavement...
They're just Pavement, baby.
Pavement, baby.
Cool.
And well, I'll learn if we're broadcasting in stereo.
I want to believe that we are.
So let's get into it. This is Gravity by Lunchbox.
You are listening to Heavy Lemon Radio on KPCR.
We'll be right back.
Now listening to the Heavy Lemon Radio Hour, and we're going to be bringing it a little bit to a close soon. I know, sad farewell, not really, but hey, if you're trying to go to a show next month, there's like four of them that are coming up and only two of them have been announced, I think, but today we just announced a cool one in San Jose at Chromatic Coffee with Friendship Games Little Critter. And so if you don't go see them in Tampa Room on Monday, you can come and see them at Chromatic Coffee, a different coffee shop this time. That's awesome. That's awesome that we live in a timeline where you can see Friendship Games in a coffee shop.
And Little Critter.
And Little Critter. My two favorite new San Jose bands. The Mosh Discourse has been really fresh today. I feel like this has been way more productive than like a Reddit thread in our hardcore to like, you know, whatever those guys say. I never see it. I like try to steer away from it. I see it on Twitter sometimes and I like die inside. I can't believe people are spending their energy talking about it. But then when you make this into your entire life and you go to shows a lot, it just sort of becomes a thing that like you recognize. And I think that like going to different shows, different like promoters, different organizers, different genres, there's different rules. It's always going to be but I think the main rule for any of these situations is be respectful of the space, be respectful of yourself.
Yeah.
And just recognize where you are. Read the room.
Read the room. That's the one.
You know, we came to a rock show, not a dojo.
That's so good. You know? I can get that tattooed.
Yeah. Especially for all those kung fu fighters out there.
Oh, wow.
They used to just go to every single Bane show and karate kicks and stuff.
Yeah.
It just reminds me of like the new Karate Kid. Or not Karate Kid. But
someone
like
told
the
me.
Show, Cobra Kai.
Someone told me that they're making a new Karate Kid that's going to bridge the Jackie Chan one with Cobra Kai.
I hate that.
And just I don't know why everything needs to be a goddamn multiverse now. That's
it
the
really
craziest
doesn't.
Thing I've ever heard.
Why does it have to be that? We don't need that.
Yeah,
nobody needs that.
I didn't finish Cobra Kai, but it was, as far as I watched it, it was good. Leave well enough alone.
Yeah, for real. All right.
Do we want to play the a good song or the funny one I found?
How long is the funny one? It's
longer than it should be.
It's so long.
Way longer than it should be.
Let's just put it on automation, whatever we've got going on automation. And we'll
play this last one?
Okay, fine. Play the last one.
All right. This is Breakfast in Silence. They are a band from Salt Lake City with a member, Russ, who's from San Jose. I used to see it.
Yep.
Here is Flat Provo.
You've been
by
listening
Breakfast
to,
in Silence.
You've been listening to Heavy Lemon Radio with Chris and Scout. Tune in every Thursday at 7 p.m. for this same kind of content.
Thank you.
Have a nice night, everyone.
Here's how caged birds sing real loud till they wear themselves out. When the only concert is allowed to go to was held on Sunday morning, I'd sneak out my window to giggle over the stars. You could find me leaning against the subwoofer, yelling the words I need. Flutter something in my eager little heart. I knew that was what I wanted. It was all I learned how to do. Wear themselves out.